On this episode, we smoke the Rocky Patel Golden Label, a new release that just hit the streets and is right up Johnny Midas's alley. I am your host, Johnny Midas, and you're listening to Burn Line Podcast.
Burn Line Podcast. The burn line on a well-crafted cigar is straight and sharp as a razor, much like our wit and wisdom.
What is up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages over the age of 21? You are listening to Burn Line Podcast, coming to you not live from the Hot Box, the smoky back room where deals are struck and fortunes are made, adjacent to the Rocky Patel Cigar Lounge, nestled amongst the complex of rooms that comprise Davidoff Cigars, Westminster, Maryland, USA. The only Rocky Patel Cigar Lounge in the state of Maryland. I'm Johnny Midas.
And I'm El Fumo.
And we are doing two things today. First of all, we are smoking the Rocky Patel Golden Label. And this is obviously a Johnny Midas cigar.
Right. It says
what's gold. What's the other one? The Conviction that's in the gold box? Well, Rocky Patel Conviction, I think.
Is it? Oh, yeah. The square golden box. Yeah. Like that rose gold.
Yeah. That's cool. Of course, I have one of those just because it's gold. But this one is awesome. Now, we are smoking this box press Robusto. I don't know.
So real quick, what you're saying is somebody could sell you a turd that has a gold label on it and you'll pay for it.
No, but you could sell me a gilded turd. So this just came out today.
Yeah.
Like, we're filming this on the day this cigar was released today. Yours is in the cello.
Yep.
Mine is out of the cello. And so a couple of things stand out on this cigar. So first of all, the wrapper is like that dark rustic.
Oh, yeah.
Sort of color that makes your mouth water, I think. It really reminds me, especially in this Vitola, reminds me of a Padron.
Mm-hmm.
But like a lot of Rocky's more recent offerings, you can't see much of the wrapper. Right? It's got a lot of label on it.
It's a little bit of a shame, just a little bit.
Yeah, but it's also gorgeous. So this both the main band and this foot sleeve have got this embossed, it's not quite filigree, but it's sort of like a floral pattern, like from like Victorian England metalwork.
Yeah,
you know, like wrought iron.
You can find this in the ceiling in Hanover or Gettysburg or here in Westminster.
And it's gold.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, this is a gorgeous presentation. And then the brown on there matches the brown of the wrapper pretty closely.
Yeah.
It does have the label for the retailer on the back of it.
Yeah. It doesn't say size, though. That's the only thing.
No, it's got the, well, it's the
Robusto. But it doesn't have the...
Yeah. But it does have the barcode. Yep. And it has the perforation or whatever, where it's easy to
tear. Yeah.
That's the one. That's one of the complaints I have with Fuente. Is they have a perf line, but it doesn't always match up. And if you don't get the perf line, you cannot tear that damn sticker. I'm like, what did you make this out of, Kevlar?
Yeah.
So anyway, this cigar goes great with the other part of the show because we are going to talk about leveling up your luxury.
Yeah.
In other words, especially after last show, we got a lot of people that were like, "That's awesome, and I want that." Like, I want that luxury life. But, dude, I'm fucking poor.
Yeah.
You know? Not, you know, nowadays, it's like, I mean, fuck.
Not in this economy.
So, yeah, cigars, I mean, a good cigar is like 12 bucks anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get them for less, but single digits is super rare.
Yeah.
Anymore. And that's one smoke. You know? And we thought, well, that's totally legit. Let's talk about how we can sort of class it up. So, I'm calling this leveling up your luxury, which is basically how to have a luxurious experience on a budget.
Yeah, without breaking the bank.
Without breaking the bank, right? So I've got a lot of good ideas there. But this cigar goes so well with that because this is a fucking gorgeous presentation and looking cigar. It looks like a luxury smoke for sure. I don't know if it is because we haven't smoked it yet, because I won't shut up. But this is $11.99
yeah.
on the shop in Maryland.
Maryland.
Right. So
you know, it costs more here.
Because, probably 1085 anywhere else. That's not tax like
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, it's probably 1050 to $11.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So $10, call it a $10 a buck.
MSRP. It's not terrible for a Rocky.
No, it's not. It's a very reasonable price, but it looks like $25 a cigar.
Mm-hmm. Or I was going to say, most of your Rockies are what, 12 and up? Your average Rocky?
Yeah, the new ones are almost all above 20.
Yeah, so for a brand new Rocky at 12?
No, I was super happy that he sort of returned to his roots. This is an affordable, and this is a $12 in Maryland Rocky. You know, 3 years ago, this would have been... You know, a $12 cigar is like a $9 cigar.
Yeah.
So this is a very affordable.
Yes. Price.
All right. So those two kind of go together. And of course, it's brand new. So in order for us to have a cigar podcast, we have to actually smoke
a cigar. Yeah. It's not a listen to Johnny Midas Talk podcast.
What was in that coffee?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do this cut and light. Just a reminder to take the coat band off. That is combustible, but not smokable.
Yeah, that'll be gross. That you're smoking foil. It's not even paper.
I didn't even realize. Like, can we just do this? I'm going to rearrange the studio.
I have no idea.
Yeah, we can each have our own. We can each have our own act, right? Then we can kind of share the notes a little bit.
Yep. But I need that over here, though.
What do you need?
That coffee.
This is your cup.
Yeah, this is my cup.
This is my cup.
Always executing flawlessly here.
Zero mistakes. And recovering from our zero mistakes flawlessly. All right. I'm going to put that up there. That's good.
This is why we don't do the show live.
It is time for the official cutting.
Yeah.
And I'm cutting with my craftsman's bench, open-ended double guillotine. And what have you got? Zycar,
yeah, Davidus branded. So, yep.
Oh, sweet. Yep.
Just classic
Zycar. One of my favorites.
Yeah.
One of the reasons I love the Zycar and have hung on to it for years is its small ring gauge.
Hmm.
I mean, you couldn't get much more than a 54 in there.
Yeah.
If that. Yeah, but I smoke Fuentes. So, yeah, like, the biggest ring gauge they make is a 54.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this will fit.
Now, the Craftsman's Bench, that'll get up to a 60. I wouldn't try to, maybe a 64 if you stayed on the show.
Oh, maybe.
It's not a jumbo, though.
The official cutting is brought to you by Fat Boy Cigars. The bold and delicious flavors of premium hand-selected tobacco leaves are highlighted in the original Jack's Cigar by Fat Boy Cigars. And don't forget to try the Fat Boy Cigars Boots on the Ground series. For every cigar purchase in this series, Fat Boy Cigars will donate $1 to charities, benefiting our frontline heroes. Fat Boy Cigars, welcome to the Fat Boy's world.
Yeah.
And as always, we remind you to clip that cigar with authority. Mm-hmm. No, limp-wristed. Cutting loud. And we are now tapping the head that we just cut on the back of our hand.
With the hand job.
Call this the hand job. And you're just packing that, and you can see all the loose tobacco coming out. That's stuff that could end up on your tongue or your lips. And, you know,
it's just annoying to deal with.
Yeah, yeah. Anytime, you know, you're trying to be sophisticated and you're trying to, you know, in the middle.
Yeah, or you're talking to somebody and you're trying to make
like a tobacco
flip. Impromptu business deal, and you got something in your tooth, and
Now
the person, I don't know, it might be a good business tactic, though. You could be distracting whoever you're talking to with that thing.
Oh, catch them off guard. All right, now that we have the foot band off, gorgeous.
Dude, this is a great stick.
Let's talk about the cigar after we smoke it.
Yeah.
It is time for the official lighting of the cigar. I'm lighting up with my STD point, gold-plated flat dual flame. By the way, look at this cool feature. This is what I call drunk-proof. If you're drunk, you might not be able to tell the difference between that and that, right?
Right.
Blow a fucking hole in your palm, It won't light. Got a pin that gravity pulls down.
Really?
It will only light in the upright position.
Wow, that's crazy.
Even like if you're trying to do it this way,
nope.
As soon as you break 90 degrees, just it's like I can do it. Well, kind of got to shake the pin back, but like right at 90, I can do it. It's like as soon as you dip below 90,
yep,
it just locks up. What do you got?
So I have a La Padlina special branded Kill Bill edition lighter.
Oh, the Kill Bill.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm really curious. So La Palina came out with the Kill Bill cigar.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got the matching lighter. If you're a Quentin Tarantino fan or a Kill Bill fan,
right.
Kind of a must-have, although I wish it was yellow.
Yeah, that would have been cool. But it's white. And
so did they actually get...
Yeah, they went to the studio, got permission. Yeah, yeah. That's what... Awesome. This is why it comes with the price tag that comes with.
That's why it's $140.
That's why it's $140 lighter.
And that is a triple or a double flame?
It is a triple.
Triple flat.
Look at that.
You can light a lot of shit.
And then, not only that.
Oh, it has a window in the side?
No.
You have a fluid level? Yeah, I see the
hole punch. But yeah, you do have a window.
It does have a window and holds a lot of fuel, it looks like. And the brushed nickel on the side is gorgeous.
Yeah, you got a center button.
Soft.
Yep, and then just finger.
What's the branding in the button?
La Palina, LP.
Oh, the LP.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's like their standard.
The official lighting is brought to you by 2C Premium Coffee. Keep your day fueled with delicious coffee from 2C Premium Coffee. Featuring select beans from Bali, Kenya, Ethiopia, and around the world, 2C Premium utilizes continual roasting, so you are always getting a truly fresh cup of premium coffee. 2C Premium Coffee, morning made us.
And as always, we remind you to light the part that does not go in your mouth.
Luckily, I've never done that.
As always, we remind you, toasted, not roasted. So now it's easy to do, or it's harder to fuck up with this DuPont because the flame is so tiny, right? Now, it also takes a lot longer on a big face of a big ring-gauge cigar, which I don't smoke a lot of, so that makes it easier. But just lovingly cut, like a marshmallow, lack of a better word.
Unless you're a monster and like your marshmallow is like burnt black.
Well, I mean, I don't recommend roasting your cigar. It's just, it will taste acrid and burnt. And if that's what you like, fucking go for it. But at least try it the right way first. Yeah. All right, I've got some thoughts. First of all, the draw is too loose. Now, you knew I was going to say that because I'm Johnny Midas, and I like to have to ask the cigar to produce smoke. Right, I'll put it that way. Like, I don't like a tight draw, but I like to be like, I'm intentional about, hey, mm-hmm. give me some smoke.
Yeah, it's almost like you put it in your mouth and it's already going in. Like, mm-hmm. the smoke's already drawing.
Pretty good smoke output. Surprisingly light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is light. I want to say medium to mild to medium.
Mild to medium. Body. I mean, just looking at it, I would expect this to be a face punch.
Yeah, honestly, I was expecting it. Yeah. But that's why we got to talk about what's in it.
Very approachable. I think this is a very approachable cigar. I think a lot of people could smoke this.
Yeah, approachable price.
And I hate to say it because it's like, the cigar industry like overuses the word, but I think smooth describes it initially.
Yeah.
Like it has a smooth flavor.
Getting some vegetal out of it, the initial draws.
I'm really not.
It's not spicy, but there's something bitter there. It's more like a vegetable bitter for me.
I think there's some bitter, but I haven't been paying attention because I'm trying to figure out this nuttiness and this other stuff going on.
Okay, I got the nut. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Almond?
Maybe. I don't think it's as sort of creamy as almonds are, but it does have that very neutral sort of nutty flavor like almonds have. You know what? It reminds me of macadamias, actually.
Mm.
I'll tell you what. Now that I'm a few puffs in, first of all, smoke output is tremendous. This is not a smoke bomb, but
mm-hmm.
a lot of smoke. I think the draw is too light for me. But I'm feeling just a little bit lightheaded, like I breathed in too much smoke too fast.
Mm.
I am.
I'm not feeling that yet.
I'm feeling it.
But I understand what you're saying. Like you kind of have to like double puff to get... It's light on draw, but yeah.
It's because it's light on draw that you have to double puff. That's why I like the tighter draw. It's like I can do a long, slow draw and just fill my whole mouth with smoke. Mm-hmm. You can't do that when it's a light grow. It is expanding out, and I didn't get the size on this, but it's a 6x50, I think, box press. Looks like it, now that it's expanded. Why don't you look that up? And then, man, like the, it's not really raisins. It's more like currants. That's what's really standing out to me. I don't have a lot of bitter. I do have some bitter on mine.
5.5x50.
So I got the ring gauge right. I'm getting pretty good at that, even with the box presses. So 5.5x50 Robusto. This retails for $11.99 here at Davidus Cigars. So this is a very affordable smoke. And so far, it's really delicious. Yeah, let's talk about the cigar a little bit as we sort of smoke it and get some initial tasting flavors. So, of course, Rocky Patel, we talked about them a little bit more on the, what Rocky did we smoke? The, what's it, the Disciple?
The Disciple. That was a great stick.
That was a great stick. So I feel like, you know, if you're listening to the show, go back and listen to that episode and talk a little bit more about Rocky Patel. So here's, I think that I'm far enough in. I'm a quarter inch in. I'm going to go ahead and tell you what I'm tasting now. You know, the first few puffs, typically most people don't trust for good reason, especially if you roast it instead of toasting it by accident. Right. So let's see what I've got. Yeah, there is a, I think it's dry, it's like dried currant. There's a nuttiness and there's something reminiscent of coffee. I know I'm drinking coffee with this, Artusi Premium. Oh, by the way, I got that mug. Team El Fumo mug. I did put Team El Fumo on the mug.
That's right,
for you, Robert. Instead of just El Fumo, then everyone would be like, who's El Fumo?
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. what else? So on the website description, Rocky says that it has like notes of caramel. I haven't tasted that yet, really, but there is a sweetness there.
Yeah, definitely more of a coffee-esque.
Yeah, there's some coffee in there.
I'm getting some more like earthier stuff.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
So like you said, the nuts, the coffee, it's mostly like ground stuff. Yes. So I haven't gotten any like earth, like actual earthy flavor.
But it is earth adjacent.
Yeah.
That's, all the flavors are earthy. Yeah. Earthy. Earth adjacent. All right. So here's what it's made out of. The Habano Ecuadorian wrapper, which is dark. Now, what it doesn't say... Rocky doesn't say this is Maduro or Oscuro. Mm-mm. It looks Maduro to me. This is pretty dark for Habano. Like, Habano wrappers don't usually get this dark. It has a Connecticut shade and Connecticut broadleaf binder. So it's interesting. It's got a double binder. Connecticut broadleaf is going to give a lot of flavor and strength. Connecticut shade, not so much. Interesting choice there. And then the filler tobaccos are from Jalapa and Esteli.
Yeah, I looked everywhere. It doesn't say exactly what, so I guess it's hush hush.
Yeah. It's a little bit, you know, like in the old school, nobody said what, you know, the details were.
Yeah.
With the Cubans, it kind of didn't matter because it's like it's Cuban tobacco. And it's still to this day when you see like new releases, they very rarely, like they'll say like Criollo 98 or whatever, Corojo 97 or I got that backwards, but you know, but mostly it's just they don't talk about it because it's Cuban tobacco.
Yeah,
a lot of the luxury brands do that. So then Rocky says it's a medium full, and it is not.
No, it's mild to medium.
It's mild to medium
at the moment.
So we'll have to see how that picks up. Yeah, I mean. The only thing I would add is on the retrohale, there is definitely like baking spice rack kind of spices. A little bit of cloves, a little bit of cinnamon. But the main flavor to me is coffee and black currant.
Yeah, so you just need more earth adjacent
and macadamia flavors. Nut.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's like a sort of earthy enveloping tone to it.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, it tastes like earth, but it's earthy. Like
earthy stuff.
You know, I think that's probably from the Connecticut broadleaf.
Hmm.
You know, because Connecticut broadleaf has, I think the Pennsylvania broadleaf is stronger these days.
Yeah.
But Connecticut broadleaf has definitely got like an earthy, meaty tone to
Yeah, and
it.
I think a little bit of the bitterness is probably coming from the Connecticut, the shade.
I'm sure.
Yeah, because you're gonna get more bitter out of that shaded
No,
tobacco.
that's a good call. I'll bet you that's exactly what you're tasting. I will say there's a little bit more sharpness now. Like the first quarter inch was very smooth. There's just a little more bite in the back of my throat now.
Yeah. A little, are you getting something salty? Getting a little saltiness out of it.
But I was subconsciously associating that with the nut. I was thinking like a macadamia nut out of like the nut mix that I
Okay,
make
I see what
salted and
you're
stuff, you know? But since you call that out, you know, as a separate taste, you're right.
saying.
Definitely on the tip of the tongue. Very enjoyable, dude.
Yeah.
This is a good cigar.
You know what I would celebrate with this? Winning gold at the Olympics.
Hell yeah. Oh, do you think he did that on purpose?
Maybe. I don't
Maybe.
know.
I don't know.
Rocky, give us a call.
Yeah, give us a call, Rocky. You know, he should come on the
He
show.
should.
He's a cool dude, dude. John Midas Fruit. Okay, so yeah, I mean, wow. This is so rich. And there's, you know what I'm saying when I say black currant?
Yeah, no, actually.
Maybe like raisin. It tastes
Okay.
like a raisin flavor.
Let's
Kind of
say,
similar to that.
what is black currant?
It's like a berry like that big. It's black.
All right,
It's like a
here.
mix between a raisin and a blueberry, kind of.
Those? Huh. Never seen that.
Yeah, so if you haven't dried, they're similar to raisins, but they're just like richer. I'll tell you what, some of Rocky's releases in the past few years have really blown my socks off. The double broadleaf selection is fucking strong, but it is so good.
I mean, the disciple was good as shit.
Disciple was good. This one is really good. And I'll tell you what, you know, we'll talk about this when we rank the cigar on value, but you know, fucking 11 something cigar.
Yeah.
Like this is really good flavor.
Yeah. I mean, I
What is
really
the
have.
construction, which is basically perfect?
Yeah.
My burn, look at that ash, man. That looks good. Yeah, yours is not as awesome, but burning good. I like the white ash.
You do have some white ash.
Of course, I have a white ash.
Yeah, I haven't drank.
Socials and surprises. All right, so for the interwebs, be sure to like, subscribe, share, comment, interact, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, wherever you consume media, look for at Burnline Podcast, probably there. That's the best way to get the show out. I think that we put together a pretty useful show, and you know, if you like it, you know, help us out. Leave those 5-star reviews, whatever you can. You know, basically help us to jigger that algorithm. You know, it's tough for us because all the platforms have like this anti-smoking stance. And I mean, there's been times I couldn't even promote a reel on Instagram because they're like, "Oh no, you show smoke," you know.
What the
So if you're
hell?
into the hobby, you know what we're up against. You know, help
We're
promote
burning
it.
incense. What?
Yeah. Get the are you saving this? Okay. So help us out with that. Have some new subscribers. So shout out to all the YouTubers
Hey, Mom.
out there. Nothing new in terms of emails this week. So shoot us an email, burnlinepodcast@gmail.com, and tell us what you like about the show. Tell us what you don't like, what you'd like to see more of. And also, I still have that sticker pack. So all
Yes.
you have to do is email us, burnlinepodcast@gmail.com, and we will send you a sticker pack. It has got five, I think, gorgeous Fat Boy Cigars stickers, including the Thin Green Line Boots on the Ground series.
That's right.
You know, the holographic skull with the crown. I
Yes.
mean, they're just cool. So I've
Stands
got
out
them.
on your hearth.
Yes, I've got them on my hearth. And we will go from there. So we are smoking the Rocky Patel Gold Label Robusto, this $11.99 cigar here at Davidoff Cigars in Westminster. So far, we are tasting black currants and nuts and coffee, and all of that enveloped in a rich sort of earth tone, a little hint of bitter in there as well, and some salt on the tip of the tongue. Overall, a really delicious smoke, and it seems right now like a value stick as well. at the price point.
Oh my God.
Seems like it's smoking, smoking higher than that. And we are drinking Six Bean Baller, courtesy of TC Premium Coffee. And why don't we go ahead and take our first break? Mm-hmm. When we come back, we will do our tobacconist tip of the week.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about leveling up your luxury. You are listening to the best damn podcast about cigars in the history of history. Don't go away.
Tip of the week with Angel Solorio.
And we are back on Burnline Podcast, uncommon cigar knowledge for the common cigar smoker. Back in this tip of the week, El Fumo.
Yeah.
So basically, what this stems from a couple of comments that we got on the old interwebs. It was kind of like, I had a bad experience with butane, or, you know, what kind of butane do I get? Is it okay to get this stuff from the gas station or whatever? So talk about that.
Yeah. So what you want to do is, I normally go with Zycar just because, you know, they're making cigar specific stuff.
Yeah.
And they're, what is their butane? Like 10 times, triple times filtered.
Yeah.
All the imperfections are out of it.
Also and, Colibri.
Colibri. Yeah.
Those two make like cigar smoker specific butane.
I mean, you can get Ronsons as well. They're not bad because they're mostly everywhere. Basically, you want to get just a can. Make sure it has a plastic stem on it.
Make sure it's butane and it should say like zero imperfections or like 99.99999 or something like that.
And like I said, make sure, like you said, it's butane and not like oil, because you can like get oil in an aerosol. Yeah. Some of the Zippos take like a weird oil, not the drip, but the aerosol oil. So you don't want that. It'll gunk up your lighter and then you will get oil residue on your cigar itself and then it's dead.
And it stinks.
And it stinks. Also, like I said, make sure the can has a plastic stem and not a metal stem, because metal stem does not seal well on the can itself and it does not make a good seal on your lighter when you're refilling.
Yeah, and it'll you can feel it because as it evaporates, it gets super cold. You'll get frost on your lighter and on your fingers. You can just burn yourself. I had a super affordable like Amazon butane light, you know, butane can that I found. It was like, oh, a huge can, $2.99. I'm like, oh fuck it, I'll try.
I told you not to do it.
It had a metal tip, doesn't seal. You're absolutely correct. More butane goes into the atmosphere than into your lighter. And then you're worried about lighting it because you're like, what else is going to light
up? Yeah, because I had that experience where, like, since it kind of enveloped the lighter, once you go light it, the whole thing goes poof. It doesn't explode. It just, the fumes and the residue just go poof, and you have a fireball in your hand. And
Now, here's a tip that goes along with it. Okay. If you smoke in a lounge, most lounges will refill your lighter for you.
Yep.
Don't abuse it. They'll call you out if you do, but you can get a refill there. And then whatever they're selling at the cigar shop is good butane.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never been to a cigar shop where they're like, here, take this shitty butane. You know, we're selling crap, you know. But definitely check for a plastic tip. And then, like Zycar, Colibri, both of those are super reliable. They'll work.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there's some others.
Yeah. But, like I said, Ronson's on a pinch. That's usually at your gas station or a tobacco express shop.
Yeah. Those are the ones you're going to find at the gas station. It's okay. I mean, I noticed a difference
when
I filled up with it, where like it sputters sometimes and the flame does.
Yeah. Because they're not pure. Yeah. They're not pure.
Yeah. It's just less pure. But, you know, the only way that's going to screw up your cigar is if you have like a quad torch.
Yeah,
and you're holding it too close anyway, and then
You got to be careful because you can, not using a filtered fuel can like clog up your injectors, the jets. I mean, not the injectors, the jets.
Yeah,
and then that's where you start getting sputter and whatnot.
Yeah, and then you'll have a flame like this long. And it's like, And you hold it up to your cigar, and all of a sudden it blows that crap.
Yeah.
It's like your flame shoots up 6 inches.
It's like a Honda Civic with a bad head gasket.
Yeah, yeah. And next thing you know, like, your whole Connecticut wrapper is black.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. All right, good tobacconist tip of the week. And yeah, I mean, take care of your shit, and it's going to take care of you. And that kind of ties into leveling up your luxury.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So we talked about the luxury lifestyle. Look, it's part of cigars. That's a good thing. You know, it's mm-hmm. like, if your hobby's paintball, that's about running around, sweating, getting muddy, and yeah. lighting people up. Cool. Cigars are not that.
Yeah.
You know, cigars are like, hey, man, I've got money to burn, and I'm going to, and I'm going to relax.
Sometimes.
And play a big man. Yeah.
Yeah, just think about it. You're literally, take a $10 bill, $20 bill, light it on fire.
Yeah, that's what you're doing. You know, so the question is, okay, well, economy's tough for everybody right now. You know, how can I sort of get that experience without breaking the bank?
Mm-hmm.
So we show off some stuff here, you know, like that ashtray from El Septimo. It's gorgeous. It's
yeah.
like the Indian theme. It's got the elephant. But you might not have $200 for an ashtray.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
That's a whole box of cigars.
Yeah. I mean, so let's talk about a couple of things. First of all, I brought some whiskey for us. And this is Sexton Irish Whiskey. The Sexton. Single malt, Irish whiskey, distilled in copper pots.
What was that?
So that's what it says. D-U-B-H.
Probably where it's from, like the town or something?
It's probably some Irish word that's pronounced.
Yeah. Dibba.
With like 13.
Sorry, guys. Don't cancel us in Ireland.
Yeah. So here, a couple of things. Like, why did I bring this? Well, Irish whiskey is typically affordable, partly because there's not really rules. Irish whiskey, you know, and so the people that are making it, they don't have to jump through so many hoops to call it Irish whiskey,
right?
Like, this is distilled in copper pots, and it's like, this is supposed to be fancy, but this was like $45.
Yeah,
so that's just like entry level bourbon territory.
Yeah,
you know, and the bottle looks awesome. This is a cool looking bottle. So you have this sitting here, you yeah. feel good. This feels luxe.
You know? Yeah.
And it also tastes amazing.
It looks expensive. It looks like a $50 to $60, nah, maybe $80
bottle. It does.
And it's like, it, oh, it's $45.
Yeah, it looks great. Irish whiskey is a great way to enjoy whiskey and cigars affordably.
Right.
You know, it's still whiskey.
Yes.
You really want to cheap out, pair water, you know, get your Perrier. Hey, that's classy, you know. But that's why I'm featuring this week, and I love it.
All right, so this says it's made up in the cold, gray northern reaches of County Antrim, so somewhere in one northern part of Ireland, one of the northern islands. So I'm not sure where Antrim's at.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to hear a joke?
Yeah.
I believe that Ireland should be one united Ireland.
Oh, crap. Now we're getting canceled.
Under the rule of Great Britain.
All right, now we're canceled.
Just kidding.
Stop it.
Yeah, this is a great whiskey. Let's give ourselves a pour. In nomine patri, et fili, et spiritus sancti.
Now everybody in Boston hates us.
No, nobody in Boston hates us. Boston loves us. And we love Boston.
We love Boston.
Cheers to Boston.
Cheers to Boston. Screw tea. This is what it should have been.
Dude, for real.
They didn't know yet.
They didn't know yet. All right. So it is delicious, isn't it?
Oh my God. Smooth, caramely, fruity.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Fruity.
Wow.
Caramely, sweet.
Mm-hmm. Goes on. What's the proof on this bad boy?
I think it's just 40 proof. Yeah. So that's your typical consumer. Grade alcohol is going to be your 80 proof, 40% ABV.
Okay.
By the way, this is imported by Proximo Spirits in Jersey City, New Jersey. So,
okay.
Nearby.
Nearby.
That's one way to class up.
Yeah.
You don't have to, you know, what do we have on here the other? Last week we had the $250
Widow Jane.
We had the Widow Jane 10-year, $85 for the MSRP. Good luck finding it for that.
Yeah.
But we also had the El Septimo VSOP Cognac. Oh. That's the $250 bottle. They have a $950 bottle.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that. No. This looks great, tastes great, and it's affordable.
Yeah. I mean, Tal Mordu, it's right around there.
It's better.
I like it.
But yeah, so $40. Some other whiskey choices. Evan Williams Bottled in Bond. This is a phenomenal bourbon that is just affordable. I think the, you know, the $750.
Yeah.
Like the big bottle is still under $40.
Oh, wow.
I can't remember. It's very affordable.
So that's a great night under 40.
Yeah. Some other.
Johnny Walker. What's that ring in at?
No, it's not really in this area. It's not really affordable anymore.
Is it? Oh, damn.
I don't think so.
I haven't had Johnny Walker in a while.
Yeah, like that's a blended scotch. You can check out the shelves. Another options, speaking of checking out the shelves, is, you know, go to your liquor store and just see what this they have on special, manager special.
Yeah, so that's kind of a flip-flop of this area. So tobacco is expensive in Maryland, but mm-hmm. alcohol is cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
Pennsylvania, tobacco is cheaper, but alcohol is more expensive. Mm-hmm. It's weird.
However, there's a little kink there, which is in Pennsylvania, you can often get alcohol for MSRP mm-hmm. or near it. In Maryland, I don't know if there's a more drinkers here or what, where the allocations are smaller.
Yeah.
But they sell out of everything, and then they mark it up. You know?
Yeah.
The like store Widow Jane, I was looking at bottles that were $150 here in Maryland.
Yeah.
I found it for MSRP.
Yeah, there's a place, I don't remember the name of it. I'm sorry. It's down in Columbia. They mm-hmm. have Dollar Days.
Yep.
So buy a bottle for a dollar over MSRP.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, make friends with like your big liquor store.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like there's always the corner shop.
Yeah.
If you buy, you know, they're not going to get big allocations because,
yeah,
you know,
that's not an option in Pennsylvania because the stores are run by the state. So it's like, yeah, you can get cozy with the people, but they're not going to get cozy on the price.
No, but if you find a bigger store, they get bigger allocations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But they'll tell you, hey, we're going to do a special next week on this or whatever. You know, right. We have this coming in. So what is it? Total Wine up there by Walmart in Hanover?
Yeah, Wine and Spirits.
Wine and Spirits.
Yeah, that's what they're all called.
Yeah. So they had, what did they have? The they had the Knob Creek.
Okay.
It was on special. $34.99.
Nice.
For a bottle. I think that was a 500. You know, so pay attention, basically.
Yeah.
You know, and that should get your whiskey needs covered. But Irish whiskey is always a great choice for affordable. You have some affordable options there that aren't trash. You know, I will tell you, I don't drink cheap scotch. It's just not worth it. I'll drink cheap bourbon.
Yeah.
You know, like there's a lot of inexpensive bourbons.
Cheap whiskey.
It's still good. Like it's sweet.
Yep.
You know, it's not as good, but it's good enough.
Yeah.
You know? So that's one way to level up your luxury, right? Another way is have a ritual around lighting your and caring for your cigar
mm-hmm.
that includes specific tools. They don't have to be expensive.
No, they do not.
But you get that, like I said, Paleo or Vertigo lighter for $11.99. It will work for a long time. It doesn't look fancy, but it can be your lighter. That one's yours. And if you know, want to get a little special, you can get it engraved. Right? Like there are places in town that engrave trophies and stuff like that. And for $10, they will put your initials on it.
Nice.
So you can spend $20-$25 and get a personalized lighter. It's a great lighter that will last forever and give you that little touch of elegance and luxury you're looking for without breaking the bank. Unlike my multi-$100 lighter or, you know, like $140. It's Kill Bill, but it's $140.
It's a lighter.
You know?
Yeah.
And a good lighter is, you know, a good fancy lighter is $60 anymore.
Yeah.
You know, it can be more than that, but it ain't going to be much cheaper.
Right. You know? Or you can come here to Davidus where you can get a couple bundles for $60, cutter and lighter.
Yeah, yeah, they have a couple of cutter lighter combos that are $60 to $80.
Yeah, that are like Zycar.
Right, right.
So it's like you want to look good and
Lotus.
Right. And not break the bank. It's like, there you go. $60 gets you a cutter and lighter.
Another thing that you can do, speaking of the tools and implements, so we talked about whiskey, right? Another thing that you can do with the tools and implements is, here's a special tool. This Billy Club. This is the Prestige Import Group Sparking. This retails for $34.99. It's not super cheap, but here's what it does. On this end, you have a large punch.
Mm-hmm.
On this end, you have a small punch. And then both ends come off. So this end is a draw poke. Right? So if you got to poke a tough cigar, you know, this sure beats a paper clip. I've done that before. I've tried it, you know. And then this side has got a cigar holder.
Yep.
You can smoke down to the nub.
Yeah.
Right.
So if you don't want to look cheap with a toothpick.
Yeah. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. Nope. But you can level up your game with little tools like this. And so what I encourage, you know, newbies to do is like put a little bit away.
Yeah.
You know, just put a little bit away until you can afford something that's yours that you're going to use over and over in your ritual. And that makes it special. You know, and get something you like. You know, mm-hmm. for me, something gold plated. You know,
yeah.
So you have whiskey. Hey, find the deals.
Yep.
Check out Irish whiskey and get really good, affordable. Like I said, this one just feels fancy. I mean, it is a gorgeous bottle. It's got the little skeleton in the top hat, you know, logo.
Mm-hmm.
Tastes amazing. And it's affordable. And then for your implements, you don't have to get expensive ones, but make it yours. Have the one lighter that you take care of. You learn how to take care of it, how to clean it,
mm-hmm.
How to bend the anode if you need to. You know, get some help from your local tobacconist on caring for it. You can get it engraved
for
just a few bucks, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Along the lines of, you know, tools. Let's talk about Herfador, Humidor, whatever. Okay, here's my recommendation. On the one hand, you got things like this. Right. So.
No, that's a travel humidor.
This is a travel humidor. Retails for $92. And.
With magnet.
It's magnetic. Yeah. All right. So. Opens like that. You slide your cigars in. It's all wood. It's gorgeous. Leather and wood. $92 here at Davidoff Cigars. Awesome. But expensive.
Yeah.
$92 is a lot of money. What's my recommendation? Look for a gorgeous wooden box, empty box. Most of your tobacconists, like if you're a regular, they'll give it to you.
Yeah.
But if you walk in off the street, they'll charge a couple bucks maybe for it. Use that as your Herfador. Use that as your humidor.
Yeah.
You know, until you can afford more. The Fuente Florfina 858.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a little treasure chest almost, coffin box. It's lacquered. It's beautiful piece of artwork. And it will hold up to probably a 6-inch, 6.5-inch stick. You know, don't get the big flat box.
Yeah.
It'll hold a lot of stuff, but it doesn't look elegant.
Right.
You know, get something a little nicer. Diesel had a Whiskey Row special edition.
Yeah.
Box. That's what we're using for our treasure or trebuchet.
Somewhere down there.
Diesel Whiskey Row Founders Collection. It's got this cool medallion and opens up. Beautiful box. I got this for free. This is an empty box at the Davidoff Cigars here in Westminster. Yeah. Right? Something like this you can use as your travel herf, and you can use it as your humidor at home.
Yep.
So that's a way to, you know, up your game.
Yep.
Another thing you can do is buy a box of cigars that you really like.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So there's always box discounts.
Anybody
that doesn't have a box discount. If you can save up enough pennies to buy a box of a cigar you really like, using that box as your travel herf or your humidor at home is awesome.
Yes.
I love this cigar.
Mm-hmm.
You know? If you like Tatiana's, you're out of luck because you can't reuse that box.
No, you can't.
But, you know, that's something you can do.
Yeah, a couple good boxes you can use, like anything Perdomo.
Mm-hmm.
Like they have some pretty deep boxes, pretty decent size.
Yeah, Perdomo has good reusable boxes. Fuente, except the, like the Chateau Fuente series, which is that flat box.
Yeah.
It can hold a lot of stuff, but it's kind of awkward to carry around with you. And we are smoking the Rocky Patel Gold Label, just released today as we're smoking it. We are smoking the Box Press Toro 5.5x50. Retails for $11.99 here at Davidoff Cigars in Westminster, Maryland. And let's talk about the flavor for a little bit.
All right.
So how has yours changed? You're halfway through?
Not much, actually. Mm-hmm. About the same.
So my vegetal has picked up a little bit.
Yeah.
It's still, to me, it's redolent of nuts and dried currants.
Yeah.
And like a coffee bean.
Yeah, just earthy stuff.
And yeah, and then it's all wrapped up in this sort of earthy... sort of earthy thing. And then on the retrohale, there's definitely like baking spices.
Yeah.
Hints of baking spice. The cinnamon.
So I didn't get cinnamon yet.
So try retrohale, but it's like, it's not spicy. But it's spicy like cinnamon is spicy to me.
Yeah, there's like a spicy bitterness there.
I think the bitterness offsets the slight sweet, because there is some sweetness at all.
Mm. All right. I'm going to do the band test real quick.
All right, band test. See how Rocky did on this.
Oh, God. That is a tough band to get off.
Can't even. Yeah, I'm going to try mine. I'll do it at the same time.
Oh.
Of course, I got my Coke finger. I'll just use that to.
There we go.
Perfect.
Nice. Once you get under it.
Yeah, mine came off perfectly.
Yep.
Looks like it might be glued.
Might be. Just not a whole lot.
But not too good. Much. And there's so much overlap. You don't have to worry about it. They did good. Good with that rapper or with that band.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so some more leveling up your luxury. The other thing is make it an event.
Yeah.
Now I've heard a lot of people, you know, they'll say, I'm saving this cigar for a special event.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but did you know the cigar can be the special event?
Yeah.
And it doesn't even have to be a special cigar. It might be special to you. Mm-hmm. And I told the story last week. When I could afford one Perdomo per week on Sunday.
Yeah.
That was special.
Yeah. You know?
How do you make it the event? Well, for starters, how you dress.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You can do whatever you want. For example, if you work in sales and you're wearing a suit all day, you know, or you're an attorney, you know, you're wearing like a button down. Maybe your idea of luxury is I can finally wear like, you know, jeans and flip flops and a t-shirt. Because that is, you know, like when you're in that lifestyle, what do you do on the weekend? You put on your fucking boat shoes and shorts and Hawaiian shirt and just fucking chill. Okay. You know, that is luxury.
Yeah.
Right? Or maybe you work in a factory like I do. And instead, you're putting on chinos and a polo like this. You know, like I'm dressing up, you know.
Yeah.
Make it nice. Whatever nice looks like for you. Feel good about yourself.
Yeah.
You know, shave or trim up your face hair. Wash your face. Put some exfoliating lotion on. You know, whatever. Take care of yourself and make it an event, like a date.
Yeah.
You know, and you will feel better and it will smoke better and it will just be a luxury experience.
Your cigar is your date.
Yes, yes. and speaking of sartorial choices, you can definitely save money on clothing.
Yeah.
Right. So you can have a cigar outfit. Here's where that helps. Your significant other always knows these are the stinky smelling clothes.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm always going to leave them out in the garage or wherever.
Yeah.
But having a set cigar outfit or two can help you. You know, like what if you get ash, like you burn your clothes? Well, you know, if you're always wearing the same shirt, maybe it's got a couple of burn marks on it. But that's your smoking shirt, then you're not burning all your clothes.
Yeah.
Also, you know, if you're looking for nice clothes to smoke in, you know, you want them to be nice, but you don't want to ruin good clothes and whatever, Goodwill.
Yeah.
Right. Go to your local thrift store or whatever. And here's what you're going to look for. If you want to wear a jacket, look for a jacket that you can get in.
Yeah.
That you like the look of. And you might have to look for a while. Right? And then just take it to a tailor.
Yeah.
Same thing with shirts. Get a button-down shirt, right? So I've gone to thrift stores and gotten $5 button-down shirts. Some of them, like, you know, Hugo Boss and, like, you know, sort of expensive brands. Mm-hmm. $5.
Yep.
Button-down shirt. And then the tailoring on a shirt these days is $20-$25. And they'll take the sleeves in so they're not all baggy. Yeah. You know, take it in around the waist. And now you have a fitted shirt. And it's like, okay, so for $30, I just got a shirt that would cost me $125.
Yep.
You know, something like that. So that's a tip and trick around your wardrobe. So we had like spirits, we had like tools, we had how you sort of present yourself
yep.
and your wardrobe and stuff, and then make an event out of it. Like you're deciding, I am being luxurious.
Mm-hmm.
I'm enjoying it. But there's also some don'ts. Right, so those are some do's. Here are some don'ts. You know, talking about spirits, don't buy what you don't like, and don't buy cheap vodka, cheap tequila, Cutty Sark. Yeah,
don't do that.
You know, just don't do it. You know, like, it's no good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what you can do is, if you get Evan Williams bottled and bond, or, I mean, Jim Beam, it's palatable. You know, I'm not writing home to my parents about Jim Beam bourbon, but it's right. palatable. Right? Get a decanter.
Yeah.
You know, you can get on Amazon and get a crystal looking, I don't know if it's actual crystal.
Right, but it's just something decent yeah. looking.
Good looking decanter for $12, you know. And that now it looks fancy.
Yeah.
Like, that's the point. You know, pour it into a nice glass, you know. But don't buy anything you don't like. Don't buy cheap. You know, oh, the chocolate flavored vodka is on sale. You yeah. know, $11 for a bottle. Well, there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
A don't do in accessories. Don't buy anything that you don't like. Save your money. Get what you actually like. Now, there's a difference between I like it and I want it. You know, it took me almost 20 years of cigar smoking before I bought this STG Plant Lighter. And it's just because I happen to be at a point in my life where I can make stupid purchasing decisions.
Yeah.
But, you know, they have lighters that look just like this or mm-hmm. really similar. Not even, can't even compare the quality and all of that. But they look good.
Yeah.
For $15, $16. Yeah. Bucks. However, here's a don't do. This relates. Do not buy cheap accessories off of Amazon. Especially lighters.
Yeah.
I mean, you can, but it's a 50-50 shot and you just wasted your money.
All right. Or you can get like a custom made gold bar lighter.
Or you can do that.
Yeah.
I mean, technically that lighter costs more than this one.
Yeah.
It's like the tool and die costs were like $3,000, you know? Yeah. It's still a sore spot for Johnny Midas. But in any case, you know, like, you can find these lighters that are like, oh, that looks like a deck of cards. And when you light it, they fan out in your hand. That is yeah. so cool. And then you buy it, you know, from Temu. And it's like that big.
Yeah.
And, you know, it works like shit. And it stops working. You know, I've had.
After a couple lights.
Yeah, I've had I can't tell you how many where the lighter just dies in like a week.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So don't waste your money on that. But some good affordable brands. I mean, I'm a fan of Lotus, you know,
yeah.
they just, you know, the whole Vertigo line, it's just good. It works for a long time. Paleo makes it pretty good. I think it's a knockoff, honestly.
Huh?
I think they just copied Vertigo by Lotus. Or is it the other way around?
I don't know.
One of the Lotus by Vertigo. I can't remember the parent company's name, but, you know, those are $12, $15 lighters that will last forever. But don't buy cheap shit that you haven't had a chance to use on the internet. You'll be disappointed, most likely, and be flushing money down the toilet.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like, some don'ts for how you present yourself and your wardrobe and stuff like that is don't take yourself too seriously or take this too far.
Yeah, don't be that guy.
Well, really just, like, okay, I got my smoking jacket. Good for you, man.
Yeah.
I'm glad you like it. But what's going to happen when you drop a fucking cigar in your lap.
Yeah.
And burn a hole.
It's going to happen.
Yeah. Like, if you're not okay with that, then don't go down that road. You know, one thing that, like, where I come from, you know, if you want to talk about luxury, it's all in the underwear. Like, the, especially the shirt.
Yeah.
You know, so I only wear these crew neck white t-shirts, right? I won't say the brand because they're not paying me, but I only wear this one.
Yeah.
And I can just wear it. Like, I can just wear it as a shirt. I don't have to put a polo over. I can smoke them all day long. You know, they're cotton. They're not really going to burn. If you drop something right on, like...
They're a little tough.
Yeah, like, anything with some plastic in it, any fabric blend that has some plastic in it, you're going to see that burn. Or cotton, you don't.
No.
You know? So, you know, like, you can take it too far and be disappointed. But if you just put some care into yourself, then you have a more enjoyable experience.
Words of wisdom from Johnny Midas.
All right, so we are smoking the Rocky Patel Gold Label. The label came off nicely, by the way. And we are smoking we are drinking the Sexton along with it, Irish whiskey.
Yep.
And we have our 2C premium coffee.
That's right.
So we're just having a really luxurious day. And like I said, you know, if we went in on this bottle, which we're not going to drink in one sitting, $20 a person, $11.99 for the cigar, that's getting pretty affordable.
Yeah.
Right. Why don't we go ahead and take our second break? When we come back, we'll do our cigar news of the week.
Sounds good.
Don't go away. What is up, ladies and gentlemen? Johnny Midas here with my smoke of the week. This week, I am smoking the CAO Amazon. This Brazilian Amazon cigar is a 6x60 and features an oily Brazilian wrapper with vintage Nicaraguan filler, and retails for $11.19 here at Davis Cigars in Westminster, Maryland, while a box of 20 will set you back $200.99, a cost of just $10 per stick, and a savings of $22.51. Swing by Davis Cigars in Westminster, Maryland, and pick you up a CAO Brasilia Amazon. Now your cigar news of the week with Angel Solorio. And we are back on Burnline Podcast with your cigar news of the week. El Pumo, take it away.
All right, start off. The Asylum 13 Corojo, new cigar, kind of, is they're touting it as a, like...
We smoked the Asylum 13 on the show, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a mix of...
check that episode out. Honduran. So now it just has a Corojo wrapper?
Yeah. So it has a Honduran long fillers. And then it's also saying that it does not have, like, vines or blemishes on the wrapper itself, which is kind of interesting. Like, how do you do that?
I guess you just have to be super careful. Just like when you're taking that first sip out of that top off I gave you.
Yeah. So, like, I mean.
Super smooth wrapper?
Yeah.
That's a weird marketing.
Yeah.
It's like, I hate to say gimmick, but it seems like a gimmick. It's also not cool anymore. Like, the whole, like, you know, like rustic, veiny, you know, like this came out of the ground. Like, that's the cool thing right now.
And then Black Label Trading Company is releasing the Coffin Nails this week. It's going to be shipping. It's going to be, look at that, though.
Coffin Nails. Interesting. Yeah, that's in keeping with their brand. They got this sort of, like, I don't know, like goth, you know, almost flavor to them.
So it's a 5x40 Petite Corona. Uses an Ecuadorian Habano Maduro wrapper, Honduran binder, and fillers from Honduras and Nicaragua. So it looks like it's mostly Honduran.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I know they've got some really strong small cigars, like the Killer Bee.
Mm-hmm.
The Green Hornet was almost too big.
Yeah, so it's going to come in like a flip-top box.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like...
It's cool looking.
Yeah.
I like it. Coffin Nails from Black Label Trading.
Yep. And are you ready for this? So Gurkha is going to be shipping their Oliva brand, or their Oliva collab, Year of the Dragon.
So they have another Year of the Dragon?
Yes.
They have six already?
Yeah, six or seven.
We smoked the Gurkha Year of the Dragon, one of them, on the show. Check out that episode, by the way. Highly ranked episode.
This is the third installment of Gurkha's Year of the Dragon. This is going to be a 6.5x60 Salmon, so it's a pretty decent-sized stick. $25 a stick, not too terrible. Uses a San Andreas wrapper, Cameroon binder, and Nicaraguan filler.
And who's the blender on?
Oliva.
Oh, not a name, just that company.
Yeah.
Made it. Yep. Okay. Who's over there at Oliva right now?
I really don't know.
Doing the blending? I forget his name. I'm going to look that up while you keep going.
Okay.
I mean, Oliva's making the cigar, but...
All right, so it's been a while. Room 101 brings back the 7x70 Vitola in the Big Payback Maduro. It hasn't been around since 2016, so quite a bit. One of my actually favorite smokes at the time, because I like the big, big ring gauges. So that'll be cool. We'll look for that in the stores.
Yeah.
And then Prometheus is going to be celebrating the 20th anniversary of God of Fire. I think you like that one, right?
Yeah. Yeah, the 2017 Tubo was the best God of Fire ever. I still have that.
Yeah. So it's that one's grown at the, obviously, Arturo Fuente farm. And then La Flor Dominicana, 30 years, arrives at stores. So look for that as well. I haven't had a La Flor in a while. It's like a chisel tip. Check that out.
Yeah, yeah. LFD has their patented chisel tip.
Mm-hmm. So that's a gorgeous looking stick. 6.5x58, and it's 60 sticks per humidor. So that'll be interesting.
Interesting fact about Oliva.
Yeah.
So Oliva Cigar Company, which, you know, was founded by Melanio Oliva,
mm-hmm.
And is currently owned by, who are they owned by? Cortez
okay.
Cigars, as of like 2017 or something. Oliva Tobacco Company of Tampa, Florida is a totally different company.
Oh my, here we go again.
They grow tobacco and sell it to a lot of companies, but their brand of cigars from their tobacco is Oliveros. You may have heard of them. Totally not related, but couldn't find who their blender is. But hey, I don't know, because the other ones, like Ram Ramirez did the one that we smoked for Gurgle. Like, they, and then really AJ good. Fernandez.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, they list the blender. Any other news?
Yeah. Tatuaje LLE Broadleaf Reserva is going to the stores.
Okay, another Tatuaje.
Yeah, man. This is a big stick,
too. Johnson's churning some stuff out.
So, 6.75x42 box press. So, that's a big stick.
6.75x32.
Yeah. 42.
Oh, 42. Oh, yeah. So this is like a Lancero.
Yeah, almost.
What is the name of that? It's not a Lancero. What is it called? What is that size called? But yeah, it's almost a Lancero.
It does not say.
Lancero would be like more like a 9x40.
It's not bad. $11 stick.
No, that's a great price.
So look for that. I know you like some Tatuaje stuff.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I've smoked a Tatuaje I don't like. Now, not all of them, you know, I don't repurchase a lot of them, but I like to try them. They're like all small batch. They're all limited edition. You know, they got their core line stuff, but not really, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, Pete's a little like, I don't want to say like ADHD, but a little bit. Like, he's like, I'm going to make a damn good cigar. I'm going to sell it for whatever it has to sell for.
Yeah.
And then I'm done. Now I'm going to make wine for the rest of the year. Now I'm going to do tattoos, you know what I mean? Like, but he just only does good stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
All right.
And isn't he, he's married into the, my father family.
I think he is.
Yeah, like, I know they make all these cigars, which is why they're so damn good, because my father makes good cigars.
Yes, they do.
But I think he's married in.
Hmm.
I'd love to have him on the show.
Yeah.
Pete, I know you watch Burnline, because we're the best damn cigar podcast in the history of history. Shoot us a line, burnlinepodcast@gmail.com, and you could be a guest on the show.
Yeah. Last one. So SDG announces some weird, not weird stuff, but some changes. CAO Nicaragua, CAO Maduro, Macanudo Vintage 2006, and Diesel Disciple are now going to be discontinued.
Okay. So not a huge deal. STG is Scandinavian Tobacco Group.
Yeah.
If you don't know what these is, what these companies are, look up. We had an episode, Structure of the Cigar Industry. Look that one up, and we talked about, I mean, Scandinavian Tobacco Group is multi-billion dollar conglomerate.
Yeah.
So they're discontinuing, but read the CAOs again, because I don't think anyone cares about the vintage, the diesel.
CAO Nicaragua.
Okay, that's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Nicaraguan cigars to choose from.
The CAO Maduro, the Macanudo Vintage 2006, which I have a stick in my humidor of.
That's a pretty good stick.
Yeah, so that's kind of a shame that it's got to go.
I ran out of tobacco for it because it was kind of specific.
Yeah, so that's going to be a little bit of a shame.
Yeah.
And so that's it.
Now, if they got rid of like the CAO Brasilia, I'd be like, what the hell is wrong with it?
Yeah, I don't think they're going
to. That's a moneymaker, too.
That's not going to be anytime soon. That's like Ford saying, all right, Mustang's done.
And we are smoking the Rocky Patel Gold Label on the day it was released here at Davidoff Cigars in Westminster, Maryland. This is the Box Press Toro, Box Press Robusto, which is a 5.5x50 and retails for $11.99. The MSRP on these is between $9.70 and $13, depending on the vitola. So, you know, Maryland's prices are don't reflect all of our listeners.
Mm-mm.
You know, some of you guys are listening in states or countries that have 100% tax.
Yeah.
And some of you are like Pennsylvania, where there's no tax.
Right.
It's just sales tax. So I was looking at the demographics. I mean, we've got like Ukraine, South America, the islands, the Caribbean, you know, we got a lot of listeners, especially the audio only.
Yeah.
YouTube is a little different because they have YouTubes for other countries.
Mm-hmm.
They have different laws and stuff. Got a lot of New Zealand listeners on YouTube. So
nice.
Shout out to my New Zealanders. New Zealand is that big island. They've got that little island Australia off the coast.
Yeah.
But depending on where you're at, you know, the prices are like, so we talk about value. We're really, when we talk about value, we're going off of either MSRP or like Maryland prices are not the most expensive.
Yeah.
Like kind of middle of the road.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of fair to judge on that price, but we typically are going off of MSRP. That's the only fair way to compare stuff. Now, we don't when we get into special editions because it's like, oh, the MSRP on this, you know, Fuente is $75. Yeah, nobody's selling it for less than 110.
Right.
So we're judging it on that. You just can't, you know, if you get online and the discounters are like, yeah, $110 for this Opus X Black Label.
Yeah, no.
Well, it's $110. I don't care what they say in the MSRP. It's like a Corvette C8.
Yeah.
$75,000. Oh, yeah, fucking right. $75,000. But anyway, so that's how we rank value. But $11.99 for this. I mean, the MSRP is between $9.70 and $13. I would say that this is a really good value right now.
Yes, it really is.
So it doesn't say Maduro, so I don't know if they use the Maduro aging process. It kind of doesn't taste like it, but it is a dark wrapper.
It is a dark wrapper,
especially for Habano.
Yeah,
you know, Habano is medium leaf. You know, Connecticut and Pennsylvania broadleaf is dark. Criollo is light. Piloto is a light leaf. But this is like Padron colored. Right? So I'm more than halfway through, and this tastes really good.
Yeah.
I really like it. It is rich, tastes a little decadent, but it is redolent of nuts and coffee, more coffee bean than coffee. Black currants or other dried fruit.
Smooth smoke.
Pretty smooth. There's a little bitter, and after you get through the first inch, a little more harsh kind of on the back of the palate.
Mm-hmm.
The first quarter inch was so sweet, but that is what we were smoking on the show today, and it really fits with this idea of leveling off your luxury.
Yeah.
How can I have that luxury experience for less? Well, this is one way. You know, compare this to a Perdomo, right? Mm-hmm. They're the same price.
Yeah.
In the humidor.
Yeah.
Right. So comparable to that. And of course we've got the Sexton.
Mm-hmm.
Are you gonna, I did that just for you.
Oh.
I'm gonna see if we can not spill it.
Jesus.
Here we go. I did that to exactly the top. Don't squeeze it. Don't squeeze the plastic.
I'm not.
Out of it. Oh, and he broke down. Help me out.
I broke down. I'm sorry.
All right, let's go ahead and rank the cigar.
Okay.
We're winding up. So we always start with presentation first.
Okay.
Now, I don't have the box because it was like nestled in the humidor in such a way that if I pull it out, I was afraid it was going to
knock everything
be
else
an down. Avalanche or whatever. But it reminds me of the Disciple. Again, it's just, it's a really nice box.
Okay.
He did a great job. But, you know, you got this sleeve, you got the band, you got the gold. It's not filigree, but pattern, you know, stamped in.
Yeah.
What are you thinking in terms of presentation?
9 for the presentation just because of the gold and how it pops. I'm only giving it a 9. I'm knocking a point off because it hides a lot of the cigar.
I agree. I think the presentation is gorgeous, and it makes you feel good. It makes mm-hmm. it feel luxurious. And I also agree, like, the cigar is pretty good looking, too.
Yeah.
You know, you hit a lot of it. And Rocky's doing that a lot.
Yeah.
The DBS, the 60, the Decade, the Disciple. Like, they all have that foot sleeve now. So, hey, I like to look at the fucking, I don't know what's under there.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to buy it and pull it off. It's like, oh, there's pinholes and shit.
Yeah.
You know? But I think 9 is fair. I mean, this is just really, and for fucking $11?
Yeah.
You know? So that brings us to price. Right? $11.99. I would describe this as a luxury cigar. Like, it's decadent. It's a delicious flavor. I think anybody that likes cigars is going to like it.
Yeah.
You know, it's a real question of, do you buy it again? Kind of thing. It's affordable enough. It's really getting into that daily smoke territory.
Yeah, almost.
You know, especially if you buy a box.
Yeah.
Get that 20% discount or whatever.
I would give it an 8 on the price.
I think 8 is a great rating for that. I had an 8 as well. By the way, Davidoff Cigars offers box discounts on almost everything.
Yeah.
You know, there's definitely going to be some special editions and stuff where it's like, no. You know, that
yeah, there's
and you can also only buy 2, you know, stuff like that. But for your regular stuff.
Yeah, like the Casa Fuente.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a limited 2. You're Rocky. I mean, it's a Rocky one.
It is a Rocky. Yeah.
Come buy a box.
They have the connections to Rocky.
Yep. All right. So that brings us to construction. So past the band test, like I said, the draw was a little light, but smoked great the whole way through. I touched up a little bit because I'm talking a lot. Great white ash. It's very powdery, so it's been well aged. We didn't have any like wrapper detaching, anything around the cap where we cut it. You know, no tunnels, no pinholes, anything like that. I'm giving it a 9. And the one point that I took off for construction is the draw's too light for me.
Okay. Yeah, I was thinking a 9 as well. Actually,
I mean, because I always start with a 10 and work backwards. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, shit, I don't know what to take off for this.
Yeah, this is the one time I agree with the draw.
Yeah, it's a little too light. Like, mm-hmm. I want more resistance on the draw. All right, so that brings us to flavor. Obviously, this is subjective. Here's what I'll say about the flavor. The best way I can describe it is it tastes rich.
Okay.
It tastes decadent. It tastes delicious. It can be a little hard to taste because you kind of have to double puff with that light draw.
Yeah.
You know, it takes air in so easily. Like, you're not getting a lot of smoke.
Yep.
But once you get the smoke in your mouth, it's like, whoa, this tastes like aged. It tastes, there's umami in there, you know, umami. So I have an idea
for
a score on flavor, but I want to hear yours.
All right. So I got like a 8 on flavor.
Uh-huh.
9. Like I said, the double puffing is kind of taken away from the flavor because you're getting a lot of hot air and just double puffing.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the earthy tones. Mm-hmm. Not like earth tones, but the earthy adjacent tones. Like the nuts.
Yeah.
The spice racks.
Yeah.
So a little, I did get the vegetal dip pick up for me at the end there.
Mm-hmm. I think 8 is a perfect score for flavor.
Yeah.
This is a great flavor. And I would say, especially at this price point, if you're a cigar smoker, just try it.
Yeah, and I think the Sexton paired well with it.
The Sexton did pair really well with it. I think this is a good pairing cigar. Mm-hmm. It's bold enough that you don't have to worry about drowning it out. But it's, I mean, all the way through, it's like medium.
Yeah.
But the nicotine was a little kicky.
Yeah, it was, man. Like there at the end, dude, I'm feeling the jitters.
Yeah, it started to like, oh. And I mentioned earlier in the show, I'm like, whoa. This is stronger than it looked, than it tastes. And I think just the overall, like the round smoothness of the smoke hides the fact that there's a bit of a kick to And really, like, I think the flavor would be a 10 if it wasn't for having to
double puff.
Yeah, double puff, basically, to get a mouthful of smoke. Now, I also got the Toro, and I'm interested to see how that smokes. I'm thinking about punching it.
Okay. Yeah, give you more resistance there.
Yeah, I'm thinking about doing that. And then if it tars up, I'll just clip the end off and say that experiment failed. There you go. You know? All right, so the last thing we rank is experience. And, of course, this is the most subjective, but I think it's the most important.
Yep.
You know, we make a point on this show, like, we don't do blind taste tests.
No.
That's just a palate check. You know, like, that's not how you smoke your cigar.
Right.
The experience is everything. And, of course, you know, like, we got something going on.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some of the best coffee I've ever had. This is great.
Seriously.
And I'm a coffee snob.
Mm-hmm.
We paired it with the Sexton and two guys that all we're doing is smoking and focusing on a cigar. There's no guy talking about, oh, Kamala Harris, this, you know, in the background.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You know, and so, so of course, our experience is always better.
Yeah.
You know, this is like the way cigars were meant to be enjoyed. So tell me about your experience, where you're at with that.
I'm going to give it a 9 because we're always in the perfect setting for smoke a cigar. I would say definitely don't walk dog. Don't do yard work with it. You know, sit down and enjoy. Lounge.
Too strong for those?
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
I mean, but it's kind of mid, but it does have that kick.
It's that nicotine.
It does. Yeah. And so you got 9 for experience.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I've got. I think you can do a lot with this cigar because of the price point.
Yeah.
You know, it's not cheap enough to be a dog walker. I might take it fishing, might take it golfing. I think the nicotine strength sneaks up on you, but it's so just smooth and mellow, and it's just medium.
Yeah.
And it starts out mild, and it's medium, and
I wasn't expecting it. Yeah.
But the flavors are so rich. You know, it almost reminds me of, like, when you get those dark chocolate bars that have, like, dried cranberries in them or something, you know, and it's like, it just has that rich decadent, but it's just smooth, you know.
Hmm.
I think that this is best enjoyed in a lounge. You could absolutely gift this, but it's not, you know, and it's beautiful. It's probably not nice enough for, like, hey, congratulations on your wedding, you know. Definitely can share this.
Yeah, definitely. Like
that. I think I came in 8.
Okay.
Experience. So 8 or 9 for that. And that actually brings, with an 8, that brings the total score for this Rocky Tail Gold Label to 44.
Oh, nice.
So this is a very high scoring cigar. I think that the price helps with that. Like, just smoking this nowadays, I expect this in Maryland to be a $17 price point.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yeah, I agree.
So I really think that the price helps a lot with this. And yeah, man, if you're looking for that, like, hey, let's do the luxury thing.
Yeah, on a budget.
On a budget. This is the stick. It's fucking stamped gold. And it's rich.
Totally unexpected from Rocky, man.
I don't know. Like,
expected, but unexpected.
It is now. Because Rocky's evolved in the last few years. It reminds me, like, the Disciple, we said the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now I'm like, well, maybe my expectations are what's off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, good cigar. And I'm going to finish it. So we need to do Treasure or Trebuchet.
Okay.
We need to do Treasure or Trebuchet. Except, I'm not done. Like, I want to get my money's worth out of
this. Well, I'm definitely doing Treasure on this one.
All right. So here we go. You got the Treasure Box. Treasure Box. We can treasure this. And we have a Trebuchet.
Treasure Box.
We can launch the cigar across the room from the Trebuchet. By the way, just because we choose to launch a cigar doesn't mean it's terrible.
Right.
It just means I want to fucking launch it.
It's just across the room.
It's just fun. Yeah. So what do you got? Treasure or Trebuchet?
Oh, I already treasured mine.
Treasure. Boom. And I guess Treasure because I'm going to finish it.
All right.
The podcast is over, but I'm not done.
There you go.
So that's it on this week for Burnline Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Have a great week.